We welcome you to St. Patrick's Cathedral for this Holy Thursday Mass celebrated by the Archbishop of New York, Timothy Cardinal Dolan. The program for this Mass can be downloaded online at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. And as we begin this Mass, we invite you to rise and to join in singing our entrance hymn number 624 in the blue St. Michael hymnal found in the pews. Number 624, Lord, who at thy first Eucharist.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. How welcome all of you are to this Mass of the Lord's Supper, this Holy Thursday, the night before he died. I'm grateful for the company of Brother Bishops, Bishop Whalen and Bishop O'Hara, Brother Priests, especially Father Michael Caruso of the Society of Jesus from St. Louis University High School, who's our preacher this evening. I'm grateful for our our apostles who will have their feet washed later on. From the Father Zach, are they from Ignacio House or the Abraham House? We're glad. And for those who unite with us in prayer at home on Catholic Faith Network, the Catholic Channel, SiriusXM 129, and our own live streaming, that we may more worthily offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass on the very evening that it was instituted. We call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy of Jesus. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to life everlasting. Let us pray. O God, who have called us to participate in this most sacred supper, in which your only begotten Son, when about to hand himself over to death, entrusted to the church a sacrifice new for all eternity, the banquet of his love, grant, we pray, that we may draw from so great a mystery the fullness of charity and life, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "This month shall stand at the head of your calendar. You shall reckon it the first month of the year. Tell the whole community of Israel, on the 10th of this month, every one of your families must procure for itself a lamb, one apiece for each household. If a family is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join the nearest household in procuring one, and shall share in the lamb in proportion to the number of persons who partake of it. The lamb must be a year-old male and without blemish. You may take it from either the sheep or the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. And then, with the whole assembly of Israel present, it shall be slaughtered during the evening twilight. They shall take some of its blood and apply it to the two doorposts and the lintel of every house in which they partake of the lamb. That same night they shall eat its roasted flesh with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. This is how you are to eat it, with your loins girt, sandals on your feet, and your staff in hand. You shall eat like those who are in flight. It is the Passover of the Lord. For on this same night I will go through Egypt, striking down every firstborn of the land, both man and beast, and executing judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord. But the blood will mark the houses where you are. Seeing the blood, I will pass over you. Thus, when I strike the land of Egypt, no destructive blow will come upon you. This day shall be a memorial feast for you, which all your generations shall celebrate with pilgrimage to the Lord as a perpetual institution. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessing cup is a communion de la sangre de Cristo.
For me, the cup of salvation. Lectura de la primera carta del apóstol San Pablo a los Corintios. Hermanos, yo recibí del Señor lo mismo que les he transmitido, que el Señor Jesús, la noche en que iba a ser entregado, tomó pan en sus manos y pronunciando la acción de gracias, lo partió y dijo: esto es mi cuerpo que se entrega por ustedes, hagan esto en memoria mía. Lo mismo hizo con el cáliz después de cenar, diciendo: este cáliz es la nueva alianza que se sella con mi sangre. Hagan esto en memoria mía siempre que beban de él. Por eso, cada vez que ustedes comen de este pan y beben de este vino en el cáliz, proclaman la muerte del Señor hasta que vuelva. Palabra de Dios.
Te alabamos, Señor.
Says the Lord, love one another as I have loved you. Glory and praise to you, the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Jesus, son of Simon the Iscariot, to hand him over. So, during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all. for he knew who would betray him. And for this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined at the table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for so I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to begin this homily with a quiz for you this evening. As someone who's worked a lot in the world of education in schools, now, as Catholics, we know the responses to many prayers. The Lord be with you, you know to say, and with your spirit. Well, here's one for you. It's not part of the liturgy, but you may have heard it. The words are, "God is good."
All the time.
Cardinal Dolan, precisely.
All the time.
All the time. God is good all the time. Very popular in the African American community. But I want to tell you a story. The first time I heard this, I was a professor at Loyola Marymount University. And one of my colleagues stopped by my office, and we were chatting. And I said, "God is good," and she responded, "All the time." But what I thought I heard her say was, "And is always on time," which I kind of liked the more I thought about that. They're both true, aren't they? But I want to think about that a little bit tonight. Tonight, we celebrate the institution of the Holy Priesthood, the institution of the Eucharist, and the linking of these with charity, as we just heard in the washing of the feet, service around us. And I want to propose to you this idea, how God is good all the time and is always on time as he keeps his promises throughout salvation history and our own personal histories as they are caught up in our life of faith. The reading from the book of Exodus is a foreshadowing of the Paschal Lamb, Jesus, and his saving blood. It also reminds us of why Easter is not on a fixed date of the year like Christmas, December 25th, because it follows that feast of Passover, the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the vernal equinox. So it's always shifting around, and we are perpetually linked with that beautiful story that we heard from Exodus. All the prophets of salvation history over the centuries, we're moving towards this promise, the incarnation of Jesus Christ, the Son of David. It's interesting, if you have visited Jerusalem, in that city where the Last Supper took place, in the cenacle, the upper room, it's revered as the place where the Last Supper, the Mass, was instituted, as well as the place where Pentecost took place, where Mary and the apostles gathered for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But it's actually quite interesting. In that same building, downstairs, is the shrine, the cenotaph, the memorial tomb of King David, the Son of David on that ground floor, Jesus Christ instituting the Eucharist. Again, a promise fulfilled. Now, these first recorded words that we hear about the Eucharist, we find in the letter to the Corinthians that was proclaimed this evening, and it's how Jesus continually renews his promises and strengthens us for our pilgrimage to the kingdom. Now, I don't know about you, but I hear this a lot especially working in a high school or among young people or some family and friends, whoever knows. People whine, "I don't get anything out of Mass." So they excuse themselves. You ever hear that? "I don't get anything out of Mass." And my response is always, going to Mass is like turning on the radio. Well, what'd you do to prepare? Do you realize Jesus has a message for us each and every time we come to Mass? It might be in the readings. It might be in the homily. It might be in the music. It may be the way we see a family care for one another. It could be in the beautiful artwork. Whatever. Jesus has a message for us, but you got to have the radio turned on and volume up. Prepare. I want to share with you a quote by Thomas Aquinas talking about the Eucharist. And listen to this. And how could someone not get something out of Mass when this is the great mystery that unfolds? St. Thomas Aquinas marvels and prays, "What could be more wonderful than this? No other sacrament has greater healing power. Through it, sins are purged away. Virtues are increased. And the soul is enriched with an abundance of every spiritual gift. It is offered in the church for the living and the dead, so that what was instituted for the salvation of all may be for the benefit of all. Yet, in the end, no one can fully express the sweetness of this sacrament in which spiritual delight is tasted and at its very source, and in which we renew the memory of that surpassing love for us which Christ revealed in his passion." So my friends, in the Eucharist, as you think of your own ardent prayers, your needs, your intentions, the struggles you have, all that you bring to Mass, these are being put into that intention. And it should all have that common denominator of the belief that God is good all the time and is always on time. And should you get a bit impatient and wonder, well, why is God taking so long with this? Jesus reminds us that he answers prayers, yes, no, wait, and I have a better idea. I'd like to conclude with a beautiful prayer written by Pierre de Chardin, a Jesuit paleontologist. It's called The Patient Trust. "Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything to reach the end without delay. We should like to skip the intermediate stages. We are impatient of being on the way to something unknown, something new. And yet, as the law of all progress that is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. And so I think it is with you. Your ideas mature gradually. Let them grow. Let them shape themselves without undue haste. Don't try to force them on as though you could be today what time, that is to say grace and circumstances, acting on your own goodwill, will make of you tomorrow. Only God can say with this new spirit gradually forming within you will be, give our Lord the benefit of believing that his hand is leading you, and accept the anxiety of feeling yourself in suspense and incomplete. And remember, in the Mass, in the Scriptures, God is good all the time and is always on time, but his time.
Let us pray.
For Pope Francis, for our shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan, for all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all people to Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the culture of life flourish among all peoples of the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among nations and for those suffering the effects of war, especially in Ukraine, Israel, and Gaza, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may be refreshed and filled with the new life you make available to us in the Holy Eucharist, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick, that their pain may be eased and that they may find consolation in their union with the suffering Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Especially Officer Jonathan Diller, killed in the line of duty, his grieving widow, and his 10-month-old son, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We ask the intercession of our sorrowful Mother Mary and of the apostles as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Pray that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
Grant us, O Lord, we pray, that we may participate worthily in these mysteries. For whenever the memorial of this sacrifice is celebrated, the work of our redemption is accomplished through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Heavenly Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he is the true and eternal high priest who instituted this pattern of an everlasting sacrifice and was the first to offer himself as the saving victim, commanding us to make this offering as his memorial. As we eat his flesh that was sacrificed for us, we are made strong. And as we drink his blood that was poured out for us, we are washed clean. So with angels and archangels, thrones and dominions, with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Our most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, my auxiliary bishops and those of the province, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and apostolic faith.
Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them, we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true.
Celebrating the most sacred day on which our Lord Jesus Christ was handed over for our sake, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas, and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things, we may be defended by your protecting help.
Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, which we make to you as we observe that very day on which our Lord Jesus Christ handed on the mysteries of his body and blood for his disciples to celebrate. Order our days in your peace and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect, make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. on the day before he was to suffer for our salvation and the salvation of all, that is today, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and confess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you've given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of eternal salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing.
Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace.
To us also, your servants, who though sinners hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, you sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, 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 amen.
Praeceptus salutaribus moniti et divina institutione formati audemus dicere.
Ave nostre, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua.
us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
We are
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing our communion hymn number 593 in the hymnal number 593, Jesus, my Lord, my God, my all.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that just as we are renewed by the supper of your Son in this present age, so we may enjoy his banquet for all eternity, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Please kneel.
Pange lingua gloriosi, corporis mysterium, sanguinisque preciosi, quem in mundi precium, fructus ventris generosi, rex effudit gentium. Nobis datus, nobis natus, ex intacta virgine, et in mundo conversatus, sparso verbi semine, sui moras incolatus, miro clausit ordine. In supreme nocte cene, recumbens cum fratribus, observata lege plene, cibis in legalibus, cibum turbe duodene, sed ad suis manibus. Verbum caro panam verum, verbo carnem efficit, fitque sanguis Christi merum, et si sensus deficit, ad firmandum cor sincerum, sola fide sufficit. Pange lingua gloriosi, corporis mysterium, sanguinisque preciosi, quem in mundi precium, fructus ventris generosi,
rex effudit gentium. Nobis datus, nobis natus, ex intacta virgine, et in mundo conversatus, sparso verbi semine, sui moras incolatus, miro clausit ordine. In supreme nocte cene, recumbens cum fratribus, observata lege plene, cibis in legalibus, cibum turbe duodene, sed ad suis manibus. Verbum caro panam verum, verbo carnem efficit, fitque sanguis Christi merum, et si sensus deficit, ad firmandum cor sincerum, sola fide sufficit. Tantum ergo sacramentum, veneremur cernui, et anticum documentum novo cedat ritui, prestet fides supplementum sensum defectui. Genitori, genitoque, lasset jubilatio, salus honor virtus quoque, sit et benedictio, procedenti ab utroque, comparsit laudatio.